a serious financial commitment. Things to keep in mind. Do not take on too much debt.
A mortgage is a significant long-term financial commitment for both the borrower and the borrower's family. From the moment you submit your application, you must consider whether your income is sufficient to make the repayments. During the mortgage period, unforeseen expenses could arise. Medical costs, home-related or child-related expenses, or your income could fail. Job loss, redundancy, illness. Before applying for any mortgage or loan, you must always consider whether you are taking on too much debt. You should also know that, once the contract is signed, the mortgage is recorded in a variety of credit information systems, such as that managed by the Bank of Italy called the Central Credit Register. The Central Credit Register is an information system managed by the Bank of Italy in which loans for more than 30,000 euros are registered based on obligatory reporting by lenders. If the borrower, owing to a serious breach of contract, is classified as in default, this fact is also recorded in the Central Credit Register for loans under 30,000 euros. The data in the Central Credit Register are available to lenders who can view the total amount of loans granted to each borrower by banks and financial companies, not limited to Italian lenders. Lenders can therefore learn whether the loans have been paid regularly and whether there have been any missed or late payments. You can also ask to see the information recorded on you in this register. Access is free and you can check online quickly and securely. See bancaditalia.it/servizi-cittadino/servizi/accesso-cr. The data in the Central Credit Register are confidential. Banks and other financial lenders can access the data in its archives.
Check that the rates applied are not exorbitant.
At the moment the contract is signed, the interest rate cannot exceed the usury ceiling, a limit determined on the basis of the average overall effective rate, AOER, in Italian, Tasso Effettivo Globale Medio, TEGM, and published on the Bank of Italy's website, bancaditalia.it/compiti/vigilanza/compiti-vigilanza/tegm/index.html. Usury is a crime that consists in loaning money at interest rates considered illegal because they are exorbitant and which, therefore, make it very difficult or impossible to repay the loan. The usury ceiling indicates the point starting at which the rates are deemed illegal. See also the definition of AOER, the average overall effective rate, which is the rate based on which the usury ceiling is calculated. Usury is prohibited by law. The AOER indicates the average effective rate applied by the banking and financial system to homogeneous categories of credit operations. For example, current account credit lines, personal loans, leasing, factoring, mortgages, over the two previous quarters. The AOER by category of operation and the related usury ceiling rate are announced every 3 months by the Ministry of Economy and Finance and published on the Bank of Italy's website. Lenders also post the AOER on a notice board at their locations and on their websites. If at the time of signing the interest rates indicated in the contract do amount to usury, the clause is deemed null and void and no interest is owed.
Make your payments on time, because the consequences could be serious.
If payment, total or partial, is more than 30 days late, the lender must notify the borrower of the consequences of missing payments. For example, application on an arrears charge, loss of ownership of the mortgaged property, and any support measures available, such as public or industry programs. Arrears charges are added above the amounts owed. In the most serious cases, the lender can terminate the contract. If the lender is a bank, it can terminate the contract due to failure to make even one payment, being more than 180 days late on even one payment, or being 30 and 180 days late on more than seven payments. If the bank terminates the contract, the borrower must immediately pay the outstanding debt. If the borrower is unable to do so, the lender can foreclose on the mortgaged property and sell it at auction. The guarantor, if there is one, is also liable for the amount owed. Missed or late payments are also noted in the Central Credit Register maintained by the Bank of Italy and in other credit information systems managed by private operators, such as CRIF. In the most serious cases of breach of contract, those systems may classify the borrower as in default. Default is a credit whose collection is not certain for banks and financial entities that have disbursed the loan, since the borrower is assessed as being insolvent, i.e. is irreversibly incapable of paying the debt, even if not judged insolvent by a court of law. A bank or financial intermediary assesses the borrower's overall financial situation when classifying a borrower as being in default. This could have a negative impact on the ability to obtain a new loan in the future.
Beware of the possible consequences of borrower default. At the signing of the contract, the bank and the borrower can establish, in a specific clause known as the Marciano Pact, that if the borrower fails to pay an amount equivalent to 18 payments, the bank acquires ownership of the mortgaged property or obtains the proceeds from the sale of such property without having to seek recourse to the court system. In case of transfer of the property to the lender, the borrower has the right to receive any amount that exceeds the value of the property, estimated by an independent expert chosen by agreement between the parties, or the proceeds of the sale less the outstanding debt. The transfer of the property or of the proceeds from its sale settles in full the debt owed by the borrower, even if the value of the property transferred or the amount of the proceeds from its sale is less than the outstanding debt. The lender cannot make acceptance of this clause a condition for concluding the contract. If the contract contains this clause, the borrower will receive free advice on whether the contract containing the clause makes financial sense. If the amount of the mortgage installment payment becomes too high for you, discuss the problem with your lender.
If you are unable to make your mortgage installment payments regularly and on time, you should immediately contact your lender to try to find a solution together. Some ways in which borrowers in difficulty can be helped include 1. Total or partial loan refinancing. 2. Amending the mortgage terms and conditions, possibly by extending the term of the mortgage, changing the type of loan, for example, a contract that requires the repayment of both principal and interest in each installment could be changed to require an interest-only payment for a certain period of time, total or partial deferral of payments, renegotiation of the interest rate, or temporary suspension of payment. Renegotiation is an agreement in which the borrower and the lender amend one or more components of the original contract, for example, the mortgage term, the system for indexing, the index, the spread, or the fees connected with the mortgage. It is possible at any time to transfer the loan to another lender without any additional cost or penalty. Portability makes it possible to pay off the mortgage using the sum granted by the new lender and transferring the original lien. Portability is an operation that enables the borrower to extinguish the mortgage by signing a new loan agreement with another lender for an amount equal to the outstanding mortgage, without the original lender's consent being necessary. By law, the settlement of the old loan and granting of the new loan are entirely free of charge. The amount will be repaid on the terms and conditions agreed upon with the new lender. The original lender cannot impede or block the transfer of the mortgage. Moreover, the borrower should not be charged any costs, for example, fees, expenses, charges, or penalties, either to settle the loan with the old lender or to be granted the new loan.
Beware.
If you have trouble paying off your mortgage, avoid seeking help from operators that are not listed in the official registers. In certain circumstances provided for by law, you may have access to public support funds, such as the Usury Prevention Fund, Fondo di Prevenzione dell'Usura, the Solidarity Fund for Victims of Usury, Fondo di Solidarietà per le Vittime dell'Usura, or the Mortgage Suspension Solidarity Fund, Fondo di Solidarietà per la Sospensione dei Mutui.